So, hi, here I am again, Kate Sparkle. I have been promising to boo about Instagram for a while, or a few days, so this is finally it. I think, right, the first thing I have to say is Instagram is by far, by a long, 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 long way, my favourite app. And so everything I say from this point in is totally biased by that fact. And I think a lot of people are surprised that I like Instagram more than Twitter, as I am quite a heavy Twitter user. But I think fundamentally I am a visually stimulated person. Colour and layout and design is the most important thing in my life. And therefore, I find it much easier to engage with the pictures in Instagram than I do with the words in Twitter. And I therefore, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I turn to is actually Instagram, and I flick through the pictures, and I just find that the most stimulating way to start the day. And then it's really only when I kind of start having breakfast and getting going and shouting at my kids and stuff that I turn to Twitter and see, you know, what's happening in the world. I actually found out things like, Steve Jobs dying through Instagram and not through Twitter, because I turn to Instagram first and then Twitter. Anyway, hey, so that's kind of, you know, the background for the things that I say. So let me try and explain a little bit more about why I actually think Instagram is such a brilliant app. I've tried this Stream Zoo that Pilgrim Chris has been kind of pushing on people. First thing is, Streams is just so ugly. You have a flash screen at the beginning. That's a title screen, which is totally unnecessary and just doesn't exist in Instagram. You just go straight into Instagram. And also, you have to kind of change the setting so that you're not looking at the popular page first. I couldn't care less about popular. The whole reason for doing these things for me is to know more about people that I'm interested in and people that I follow. I couldn't really care less what's the most popular picture of the day. Popularity, you know, you can keep it as not a social thing for me. I think that's one for the kids, to be honest. And I think then the next thing is, I don't think Instagram is disposable. And actually, I very, very rarely take a picture in an Instagram and post it straight away. I take all the pictures on the native camera on my phone because that's the quickest. And I'll take lots, you know, 10, 15 shots is not uncommon. And then I will either there and then go back through those and decide which is the best one and set the composition, because I've had design background and composition's important to me, so I do try and frame my shots. I mean, not fanatically, but I do try and frame them in a way that I think is interesting. And I think that whole format and that kind of the whole square format, I love it because it brings a regularity about the whole app and everybody's pictures. So there's a recognised format, and that is just perfect for viewing on an iPhone. It fits the format perfectly. So you can really concentrate on the picture and you're not concentrating on the interface. The interface is the least important thing. The most important thing is the images. And that's really the reason why I like Instagram so much, much more than Path or Mobly or Keek or all the other kind of formats, embed video as well. It's the regularity of IG that I just find much easier on my eye, and therefore I focus on the content. And in my work generally, I'm a real stippler when I work with designers and things, just to get things lined up. And the reason for that is because it makes it easier to engage with the content. You naturally can read through things quickly. I mean, this is why newspapers have been lined up for years, because your eye can skim across it easier, and you're capable then, your mind is focusing then on the content and not on the constantly changing format. So that's a kind of bugbear I have with other things like Path or whatever, that where the interface changes to match the format of the image. I like the fact that Instagram